artists have attempted with paintings to depict the most beautiful lights and shades. They have painted the sun and moon in every location in the sky, but nobody has yet been able to reproduce a picture of the wonderful clearness of the summer night in the north. The light from the sun and the moon spreads out from one point above all objects. Some which are in the light, while other objects lay in the shade. But in the summer night's clearness, the whole sky shimmers, especially in the north, and the very air appears to shine with a mild, pleasant sheen. When the sky in the north is cloudy, no shade can be seen, because the light comes from all directions and appears to be emitted by the objects themselves. After the sun is set for her short rest, the entire nature takes on its own dreamy feeling. The provider of the daylight is away. Most birds have become quiet. People and animals seek rest. The plants await the night. Yet the night does not come. Instead, a faint, glowing sheen spreads over shorelines, bays, and forests. It is not sunlight, not moonlight, not starlight, not dusk. Is the night's own quiet, transfigured aura, mild and solemn as an eternal enchantment in mankind's spring. Sunset in the heavens, shadows on our land. Summer day is waning, rest is close. Farmer in the wheat fields toils there all alone. Evening now has fallen, his thoughts returning home. Moonlight on the wheat fields shimmers like the sea. Stars up in the heavens, lights the way for me. Walking in the meadow, a glow of light I see. Nature's light is shining all around for me. Search for a comparison with other paintings of life, but find nothing which can be compared to this transfiguration of the night. If not the evening glare from the windows of a deserted house where dear friends have lived in the past, or the radiance of a loving eye which looks on us with tears of unspeakable love. In such a night painting, there is nothing which can surprise. The eye is not blinded. The heart beats calmly. One feels that everything is as before, and yet so different. The whole nature radiates. All is so soft, so clear, and quietly contemplating. The grass is like the finest velvet. All leaves appear transparent. The most familiar things, such as a wooden fence, a barn, a horse eating, appear to be surrounded. Wondrous beauty of its own. Nighttime now has fallen over forest green, beauty all around us. Seldom by man seen. Pine trees in the forest, home to nightingale, resting on their nests
us now, back from hill and dale. All around is quiet, there is not a sound. Nature's light is shining, glowing all around. Birds have fallen silent, bedded down for night. All of nature's waiting for dawn's early light.
Wander in the forest, I feel the hard pine is wrapped in cotton. If I row on the lake, I feel the shores have never been so filled with beauty. This is complemented by a silence, which is interrupted only by the melodic song of the nightingale, and by a feeling of solitude which follows the night. All this, in a way, flows into the soul of the observer. He feels within himself the mysteriousness of the bond between nature and all living beings. It is as if the clearness of the night were transferred to the human eye. Twilight in the heavens, shadows on our land, beauty all around us, touched by God's own hand. Morning now is dawning, sunrise on the now is waking to a golden ray. Sunrise in the heavens, shadows on our land, nature all around us, touched by God's own hand. Touch this earth so gentle, made a country grand. Touch this earth, this Finland, our native home, our land. Touch this
this earth, this Finland, our native home, our land.